Hi, welcome to Declaring Your Destiny, a ministry that helps you declare with faith for what God is going to do in your life. We believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and I certainly hope that you are having a wonderful day today. Well, today in scripture, we're going to be looking at what it means. What does hope really mean? In today's society, I think that all of us absolutely need to have hope. And as believers, we are given hope each and every day. In scripture, according to the Hebrew and Greek words translated by the word hope, and according to biblical usage, hope is an indication of certainty. There's so much uncertainty in this world today. It's great to know that we can have hope. Hope in the scripture also means to be strong and confident expectation. Hope is just not a passive thing. It's dynamic and it's active. It's a life-sustaining force. Yes, it certainly is. Biblically speaking, hope is the confident expectation that God will fulfill his promises to us. It is also a sense of trust in Jesus and his saving works. So where does our hope come from? Is called the God of hope. So yes, our hope comes from God. This means that he is a source of all real hope. If we're going to have hope, a confident expectation, it must come from him. He is the only one that has the power to give it. If we look in Psalm chapter 62, verse 5, it says, "My soul, wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from him." Romans 15, verse 13, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." And then we look again in Psalms chapter 62, verse 5. "My soul, wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from him." So we base our hope on what God has done for us in the past and what he will do for us in the future. Just as Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." There are so many scriptures about hope. I could go on and on, but let's look at a few of them. Psalm 42:11. "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." My goodness, to have hope is to have strength, to have confidence. Romans 15, 13. "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Psalms 119, 14, "You are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your word." You know, from these verses, we can tell that having biblical hope is not an escape from reality. You're not sticking your heads in the sand. No, you're not trying to escape from reality or your problems. It's on the contrary. Hope is both biblical and based on God's promises, and it really gets us going. It really can kick up our faith into high gear if you just hang on to hope. Check this out. Biblical hope changes the way we see ourselves. We're reminded that this is all temporary. We are just passing through. Remember, we are in this world, but we are not of this world. Just look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, where it says, "And I consider it right, as long as I am in this earthly dwelling, to stir you up by a reminder." It's 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11, "Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts, wage war against the soul. I mean, what else can help can hope do? I mean, it gives us that confidence, but it can also change the things that we value. So it changes the way we can see ourselves, and it also changes the way the things that we value. It can gear us towards being heavenly minded rather than earthly minded. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21, do not lay up yourselves treasures upon earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart be also. So hope can also affect what we do with our lives. To look at, what do we do with our talents? What can we do with our time? What can we do with our treasures? If you look in Titus chapter 2, verse 11, it says, for the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires and live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great Savior, Christ Jesus. 1 John 3:3, and everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself, just as he is pure. But we are not done yet. Hope does some other things for us as well. It has rewards, it has blessings, joy, peace, protection, strength, courage, boldness, confidence. My goodness, it's worth having hope. It gives us joy and peace. For example, Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 5:2, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exult in hope of the glory of God. So hope can also give us protection. In Psalm 33:18, behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope for his loving kindness. It gives us hope, gives us strength, it gives us courage, it gives us boldness. Psalm 31:24, be strong and let your heart take courage, all who hope in the Lord. It also can give us endurance, comfort, confidence in the face of death. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, it says, but we do not want to be uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as do the rest who have no hope. And it also can give us confidence in our ministries. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. For it is for this we labor and strive, because we have fixed our hope on the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of believers. We see so many unhappy people. I think more today than it seems like than we've ever before seen before. There's people who are stressed out, they're depressed, they're full of anxiety, they're confused. And so many of them show this great hopelessness. If you are without Christ, you are without God, and you are without hope. Hope is an important aspect of a believer. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, it says, remember that you were at that time separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 2. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, according to the commandment of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus, who is our hope, to Timothy, my true child in faith, grace and mercy and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Hope is God-given, but hope does depend on knowing the word of God. God has so many promises in his word, and one of those is that we do have hope. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, that through perseverance and encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. Colossians chapter 1, verses 5 through 6. Because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of which you previously heard in the word of truth, the gospel, which has come to you, just as in all the world, also it is constantly bearing fruit and increasing, even as it has been doing in you also since the day you heard of it and understood the grace of God in truth. The scripture speaks of the grace of God. So hope also depends on knowing and resting in God's grace. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us eternal comfort and good hope by grace. And then in First Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Therefore, gird your minds for action, keep sober in spirit. Fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hope offers the believer so much joy, peace, confidence, courage, comfort, so much more. So wouldn't it be just the best thing for you to do is put your hope in Jesus? It doesn't mean that all of our problems are going to go away, but we know that God is with us. And when we have hope, we have just the opportunity to do so much more, to use our talents, to use our treasures, to do things that are going to be good. And to be hopeful is so important in a world today where we see so much hopelessness. Let's be the beacon of hope. As believers, it's almost like our duty to be hopeful, to give people the opportunity to hear about Jesus Christ. So stay hopeful and understand that there is so much more in our scripture about hope. Go in there and check it out. I really do hope that this has maybe just given you some hope, has really encouraged you. I really do hope so. If it has, please share it with somebody else who you think might find this to be very useful. I ask you to please like and subscribe on our channel and the other places that you can be able to find us, like Rumble and some other places, will be in our description box. So if somebody doesn't really care about that much for YouTube, maybe they can go to Rumble or listen to Spotify or something like that. Also, if you'd like to share your journey with Jesus, or if you would just like to give us a comment, you can put some comments below. But also, if you'd like to hear something from Carolyn and I, some kind of a teaching that you might be interested in, please just email us at declaringyourdestiny1@gmail.com. Well, I certainly again hope that this has given you a lot of hope and encouragement. And until next time, my beloveds, God bless.